sir. Next case.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,161. Kenneth J. Glick, seeking variances from the minimum lot depth requirement and the minimum lot size requirement for proposed parcel under section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Greeley Avenue and 3rd Street. The 911 address is 18799 Greeley Avenue, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, map 6.17, parcel 53 and 54. Staff will note we received zero letters in support or opposition and no mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking 11.35 feet variance from the 100-foot lot depth requirement and a 10,464 square foot variance from the 32,670 square foot minimum lot size requirement for lot 2, and I believe 4,005 square feet from the 32,670 square foot minimum lot size requirement for lot 1. Staff does note that the applicant is seeking a lot line adjustment and does intend to maintain two lots. Currently, the property line runs through the house, and the house is legally nonconforming and is over 100 years old.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Kenneth Glick. My address is 18799 Greeley Avenue, Lincoln, Delaware. And do, you
swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Glick, do you have a copy of your responses from the application with the five criteria?
Yes.
You do? Okay, great.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to the chairman, to the board. I guess my mission here is to straighten these two tax parcels out. This is the way I purchased this property. The house was already, the addition was already through the property line. And the realtor at the time was Mr. Bill Jackson from Marvell. And, you know, I told him what I wanted to do at the time, and he said, nope, you know, he kind of left me know that, you know, it shouldn't be no issue. Once we change that property line, and then I can put a smaller house on the tax parcel 53.
He was a real estate agent.
He was my realtor that I bought it from. Yeah. He has passed away now a couple of years ago. And but yeah, you know, the trying to get both tax parcels, you know,
straightened down.
They still don't confirm size wise, but
now, are they combined lots right now?
No,
they are two single lots right now, and he is looking to maintain two single lots. They're just reconfigured.
If you look at it, Mr. Mills, 53 is the one highlighted. We can't highlight both of them, and then 54 is the other one.
Right. I didn't know if they were combined, because you would think somebody wouldn't build on somebody else's lot.
It's a property line adjustment.
100 years
ago. Originally,
it's expensive.
Know, the same people did not own both tax parcels originally.
Right.
No.
I get that. It just did really...
That
usually you won't.
Small.
You won't build on two lots if they're not combined. But
no.
Apparently somebody did.
And I mean, that was completed like in 2007, 2008.
No.
He got an occupancy permit and all that stuff.
Mm, really? Okay. Interesting.
And if you look at the other tax parcels in there, you know, there's a lot of different lot sizes. And it seems these two, you know, doing the dividing that Adams Camp did here now, you know, it kind of confirms to that neighborhood in Lincoln. There's actually smaller lots, and there's lots right there in right across from me that's pretty much the same square footage.
Right. Okay. Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions? Ms. McGee?
No, I'm totally confused. No, no other questions.
Okay.
I don't think I have any.
Okay.
No questions?
No questions, and I have none.
Oh, wait a minute. I do.
Okay.
All right, so you have two lots, and you want to keep them two lots, but one lot is very small, so... It's kind of hard to read his writing.
See, the 54 lots being made, 54 tax parcels being made bigger, that's just tiny now in the little corner.
That little corner lot, 54.
Is that lot one or lot two on here?
It's the lot along Greeley Avenue is lot one. The lot two is the one that has frontage along 3rd Street and Small Avenue.
Okay.
That's proposed.
That's proposed, correct. Those are the proposed lots.
Right.
Like if I do, you know, if it gets passed, then the entrance would come in off Small then for the tax parcel 53.
But what you want to keep in mind, and if you know what she said 3rd Street. So your setbacks may not be such that the front is setback is Small Avenue.
So you may want to check.
If you decide to build on it. So you make sure you have that straight when you do it before doing anything.
The setbacks, in this case, the front would be along 3rd as the shortest side, and then a corner front, it would be a corner front from Small.
So even if you were to put your entrance,
I mean,
that's a front property, and therefore the setbacks are different.
So the front would is actually going to stay 3rd Street.
Right.
According to
the county. Yes.
So it would have the larger setback.
Yes, which works good for you.
Mrs. Walls, I don't believe that's correct. And the reason I say that is because the lot width is not an issue. If you notice, we had in there lot width variance had been crossed out. And I believe that's because the front was going to be considered Small Avenue for Lot 2.
Oh.
And Greenlee Avenue is to be considered the front for Lot 1. And if you look at both of those, they are on those sides there, they would be 212 feet and 211 feet. So that's going to be considered the front for purposes of this calculation here. There's no variances being requested for that.
I apologize for the...
Nope, no problem.
Small Avenue would be the front of Lot 2.
Yeah, 3rd Street would then become the corner front.
Yeah.
Kind of a, you know, weird design here, but...
So why do you want to make it into two lots? What's the... what is cannot otherwise be developed, and what's the uniqueness?
Well, I mean, it's been two lots. It's been two tax parcels, two lots the whole time.
Yeah.
Kind of when I purchased it, my idea was the house sits there. The new addition was put on the farmhouse, but I completely renovated it now. So I want to sell it, and, you know, I'd like to sell it, and then my plans are to put a smaller home one on the other tax parcel, on number 53.
And not have a property line running through your house.
And not have property line. I put a whole new septic thing, and this was, I was also told to mention this. On that corner lot, it had, you know, your old drain pool in it. Mr. Erickson did the probing and stuff, and then he walked over there to about where the 53 number you see on the screen, just a little bit north of that. He probed a couple areas, and he said, you know, it wouldn't be no problem for a standard septic system to put on that lot.
Okay.
He said, I could mention that, you know, to you folks also.
Okay.
And Delta, you got the papers from Delta. Then you got that paper.
No, I don't think we do.
State of Delaware.
No, we do not have
that. Was not provided as part of that because that would be some part of the lot line adjustment paperwork. But if you have it, we can.
Do you want it?
We can take it.
I guess I assume.
So yeah. It may be in the subdivision file.
So once you're divided, your variance, all your structures will meet your setbacks requirements. Is that correct?
Yes. Like not. There on 54, once again, on lot one, the old garage that was there, you know, it's been there forever. It was actually across the borderline also.
Gotcha.
So you get that line straightened out, then you'll be.
Yeah. I mean, just that, you know, once that lot line changes and then, then it's, you know, 54 confirms.
So for the sake of time, because it's late, the uniqueness from your testimony, should we gather, that's unique because it's two lots with property line going through your property, and you just want to straighten the lot lines and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. that you can't, that you haven't created the situation because you didn't create the lot lines, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and what you're asking for is a minimum relief? Thank you.
Yes.
Any further questions? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's a unique situation with a lot line going through the structure. I think the gentleman just wants to straighten the situation out, and therefore it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think it was created by the applicant. Obviously, he's testified to that. I don't feel it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear that it would be detrimental to public welfare or any of the negatives, and I think it's a minimal afford relief, and so I make a motion that we approve case number 12,161.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 12,161. All those in favor? Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,161 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Next.